Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're in the back seat with Simon and Michael here on Joy 94.9 and on the telephone, having a bit of a rest before his big, big show with the rest of the team at Aqua. It's Soren from Aqua. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's nice to have you in Melbourne.
I must admit that Melbourne is my favourite city.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I don't think I've said this before, but last time we were here, for 3 or 4 days, and it was an absolute fantastic stay here. And today we have a concert, and we have a day off tomorrow here as well. So, I mean, it's just Melbourne is just, you know, coming from Denmark, I like very much people from Australia in general, but especially here in Melbourne. I'm not just saying that because I'm in Melbourne.
Now, Soren, I wanted to ask about what it was like after the dizzying heights of Barbie Girl. So it's the track that shot you guys to fame. What was it like touring around the time of that album?
With Aquarium, it was... Well, we started up, we had a couple of hits in Scandinavia before we went abroad. We had a song called Roses Are Red and My Oh My.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Asia, where Roses Are Red became a quite big hit. And then we released the album with Barbie Girl as the third single in Scandinavia, and that really exploded everywhere. And we just went... it just went all around the world for a long time. But I must admit, I was also a bit afraid after a while because it just really exploded, especially in North America and South America and here in Europe. And it was, you know, when you're having such a big hit, you're a little bit afraid that you're just going to be a one-hit wonder because it's going to be hard to follow up with that one. But
that's down the track of what I wanted to ask you next.
Yeah.
With such a fantastic first album and so much focus on that album, how did you feel with the next album? Did you find that there was a lot of pressure?
That before we went to the second album, when Dr. Jones came out and became number one, it was a big relief. And later on, we also had Turn Back Time, which weren't number one because it was on a film with Gwyneth Paltrow called
Sliding
right. Doors.
Yes.
And that was, for us, very, very, you know, from being a single-based band, we became an album-based band. And that was exciting. And the last, I think we went here for... Pearl Harbor was big at that time. We did a concert here, I remember. But then we went home to write and produce the second album, Aquarius. And me and Klaus, we went to we are the ones that write and produce mostly.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Sweden in a house near the beach, very beautiful place. And we were sitting there for a year. And we did the second album, Aquarius. And that was, it came out in the beginning of 2000. And our first track was Cartoon Heroes. And that track went really well, as well as Around the World. That was the second single. And we had, I mean, it was, we still had, when we went from Aquarium that sold 14, 15 million albums, it's hard to follow up and do another one. I don't think a lot of bands has two albums that does that well.
No.
But we had, I think we sold around five on Aquarius. That was a very, very big accomplishment for us.
So
we toured for almost a year and a half. And then we've been a band for that time for 7 years, and it's been very hectic and very intense. So, you know, it was just hard for, I think it's hard for any band to stay together and have that sparkle all the way through. So in 2001, at the end of 2001, we went our separate ways.
Yeah.
And at that time, I thought it was really hard, but it was also nice in a way, because Aqua's been, you know, everything in my life up till that day. And I got married to Lena.
Yes,
the singer. And, you know, it's for us, it was great just to try different things. I started writing and producing for other bands and did other projects, and been doing that ever since. And then we went touring again in 2008, the band. We just done some tours here and there, you know, up through the years. And so, I mean, right now, for me, Aqua is just a little gift that we can open once in a while, and not, you know, just... There's a difference between being 24/7 on Aqua or just, you know, having fun doing live tours once in a while.
Right. And so do you find that now not doing it as full-time as what you're doing it before, you're enjoying it more?
That's the point. Yeah. Exactly. When we go on stage, it's not just another day or another concert. It's very special. And especially, you know, going abroad, it's, we enjoy each other and we enjoy this very much.
Yeah, and I think it actually shows in the last album that you brought out. The sounds of that album, it still kept the traditional side of Aqua,
yeah,
but actually really had some really modern beats and sounds in there. So it really sort of, you could see an evolution, but you still kept your roots, which is fantastic.
Yeah, thanks. Mm. That album was really interesting because we, in the beginning, we didn't intend to do an album.
Oh, wow, really?
No, it's because we did a best of album in 2007.
Yeah.
And we did a couple of new tracks called Back to the 80s and My Mama Said.
Mm-hmm.
And it went really well. We were, it was the most played single ever in Scandinavia. So for us, it was weird coming back that many years after and having a number one that fast. So we kind of like, we kept going for a couple of years, and then we did Megalomania, which were, we did that album in a completely different way than we've done before. And it was fun to do, but you know, it's, we put a lot of work in trying to create a new sound of Aqua. And I think it went really well.
Is there another album out soon? Are you going to gift us with some new music?
Not at the moment. We're doing our separate things as well. So, you know, we might do, I don't know, there's no plans right now, but you know, we're not really a band like other bands that, you know, look ahead and plan 2017 and 16.
Yeah.
I mean, if we feel like it and we have that thing that we can feel, we're going to do some tracks, but it's always a puzzle in a way to do Aqua, because we have high ambitions.
Yeah. So with your live shows, what can we expect? We're coming along tonight to go and see you guys at the Palais.
Great.
What can we expect from a live show?
First of all, we're very live.
Yep.
Meaning, I think we're more like a rock band than a pop band.
Oh, wow.
And we don't have the, you know, like a lot of other 90s acts, which goes on stage with synchronized dancers and playback tunes and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, this is a completely different thing. We have a great band. We have a very rocky attitude. So I mean, the songs will still have that feeling as you know them, but just in a more rocky way.
Great, excellent.
The important question is, how is Lainey?
She's coming with an airplane, because last night was the first concert in our history that we missed out, because Lena was too ill, too sick, she had a fever and a virus, and you know, she wasn't very good, so it was a terrible thing to do. especially because we had fans coming from Indonesia and all around Australia to see us there. And yeah, it was very sad. But I think she just texted me 10 minutes ago saying that she felt better, but she wasn't at 100. That's for sure.
Well, we can't be at 100 every single day of our lives. So,
no.
And I think it's something that the fans understand. So, yeah.
I hope so. That's what happens once in a while. You can't really. And she is. I mean, it could have been anybody else but Lena and Renee. And that wouldn't have made that big difference.
So you're in town tomorrow as well.
You bet.
It's a public holiday here. There's a lot going on in the city.
Yes, I know.
What are you guys up to?
We have a great tour manager here from mm-hmm. here. And he's based in Melbourne, so I'm sure he's gonna make sure that we're going out the right places.
Yes, yeah. There's some great events on tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
but we obviously can't do anything but the concert.
As well as the concert, there's lots of things happening tonight.
Yeah.
The Aqua is touring Australia. It's been all around the place. Check out online for all the details. Plus, we'll have the details at joy.org.au/backseat and through Facebook and Twitter. Soren, good luck for tonight.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you there and give our love to Leni.
I will. Thanks a lot.
That's okay. I thought we might play a bit of Back to the 80s. One of the favourite one here at Joy.
Yeah.
It's Aqua's biggest hit from their greatest hit album here in the backseat on Joy 94.9.
Back in the Ronald Reagan days, when we put satellites in space, when boys wore skinny leather ties, whoa, like Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
When Eminem was just a snack, and Nani told us I'll be back. Back when the coolest thing in store, whoa, was a Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.